Dr. Rogozinski et al. Performed a clinical study titled Efficacy of Implanted Bone Growth Stimulation in Instrumented Lumbosacral Spinal Fusion, which was published in Spine in 1996. The objective of this clinical trial was to evaluate the efficacy of direct current, DC, internal bone growth stimulation used as an adjunct to instrumented posterolateral spinal fusions in high-risk patients. The study consisted of 94 patients. All 94 patients underwent posterolateral fusion with rods and segmental pedicle screws, Rogozinski hardware, and iliac autograft. 41 patients were instrumented with hardware alone. 53 patients were instrumented with hardware and an implanted bone growth stimulator, SPF. The patients that were implanted with the SPF stimulator were referred to as the Implantable Bone Stimulation Group, IBS. At the time this study was conducted, the SPF 2T was available on the market and used in the study. The SPF 2T produces a direct constant current of 20 microamps, 10 microamps per cathode. The study included following 58 patients undergoing multi-level fusions, 33 patients that received previous back surgeries, and 12 patients that were post-operative smokers. Fusion was determined radiographically by the surgeons. Radiographic evaluation occurred at 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and every year thereafter. The overall success rate in the SPF group was 96% fusion success rate versus 85% fusion success rate in the non-stimulated patients. This was statistically significant, with a p-value of 0.02. The results were drilled down further and looks at other high-risk patient types, including patients with a previous back surgery and patients with multi-level fusions. For the 33 patients that had previous back surgery, there was a 100% success rate with the patients that received the SPF device versus only a 79% success rate for the patients that did not receive stimulation, a 21% increase. This was also statistically significant with a p-value of 0.02. Additionally, 58 patients were evaluated after receiving a multi-level fusion with internal fixation. The group that received the SPF had a success rate of 95% versus only 81% success rate without stimulation, a 14% increase in success rate, which was deemed statistically significant with a p-value of 0.04.